Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, doing 5 more minutes with James Dellingpole, and I promise I'm getting your phone calls and a bunch of other news. You know, there's been another oil well explosion, but thank God they're only reporting one injury, no deaths. And it doesn't look like it's leaking, so continue to watch that situation. Let's go back to James Dellingpole. You were finishing up your point about schools now are all about touchy-feely, worship the government, worship socialism,
Yeah. Be
guilty if you're a Westerner. And then at Copenhagen, the third world showed up thinking they were going to get some freebies from the West, and they said, no, we're going to tax you too, and all the money goes to the banks, and so they pulled out. But they're really teaching the children to hate themselves. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the bigger point I'd like to make, Alex, is that the Western civilization right now is at a crossroads. And if we go the way the Greenies want to take us, we are going to go over a precipice. And I think, you know, it's up to America, really, to lead the way on this one. I personally believe that Obama is toast at the next election, but I, the presidential election. But I also believe that there is a danger that unless, you know, we can find a replacement for Obama, we don't just want another kind of, you know, a Me Too Republican. We need somebody who genuinely understands that big government has taken far too great a control of our lives, and that there are these organizations like the Rockefeller Foundation, like George Soros, who are essentially controlling the lives of ordinary people. We've got to claw back our liberties. We've got to stop schools teaching this government propaganda and let schools teach children, you know, facts again. You know, stuff that's actually grounded in reality, not eco-propaganda. And only then, I think, can we give ourselves a decent future. Otherwise, we are in serious trouble.
You're right. And now I see stuff in England where they're saying if your parents were ever involved in crime or are poor, children are being put in databases for their bad genes. And there's also this whole eugenics arm of the Green Movement where they're talking about screening you, deciding if you can have children according to your behavior, not just your genetics. And when you really scratch the surface, these people are admitted eugenicists.
Yeah, well, eugenics, of course, was absolutely enormous in the first part of the 20th century, in the late 19th century. And the only reason eugenics got a bad name for itself was because of the Nazis. Otherwise, I think they'd have carried on doing it now. But if you look at some of the writings of the Greens in the 50s and the 60s, what you realize is that it never really went away. These people hate humanity. These people deify nature. For them, Gaia is the new religion. I mean, the environmentalism is the new world religion. It's replaced Christianity. It's replaced even Islam as the dominant faith of the world. And you and I, and most of your listeners, I imagine, are considered heretics. And this is a struggle we're going to have to face. You know, we are. You know, they would like to burn us at the stake if they could, and we need to be careful. But all we can do is you know, speak the truth, speak truth to power, which is what your show does.
Well, James, I appreciate you joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
No, you bet. Briefly, in 1 minute, tell us about your book, your latest book, and also the website.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got a book coming out shortly in America in time for Christmas called 365 Ways to Drive Liberals Crazy, which is going to be published by Regnery. I've also got a book you're going to totally love coming out soon called Watermelons, in which I describe this whole massive green eco-conspiracy and explain how it's happened and what we can do about it.
That's right, watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. But, you know, I found it's more than a watermelon. It's green on the outside, red on the inside, and it's monopoly capitalist Rockefeller in the core. You know, I mean, the seeds of this are ultra-rich that want to collectivize our wealth and use government to suck it into their snouts. James Dellingpole, thank you for joining us. Look forward to talking to you when the books come out.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now, and I appreciate folks holding. Darren, Chris, Lex, Tyler, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And then I'm going to get into the latest economic news. And some medical news, as well as what's going on with the police state. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Darren in California, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I can't credit you with waking me up. I got to give that credit to G. Edward Griffin and his terrific book. But I can credit you with slapping my hand every day when I try to hit the snooze button.
But well, anyway, we can't hit the snooze button. All of us have to be engaged or we're going to be slaves.
Right, right. Well, I kind of have a bone to pick with you. I wish you would spend more time, and I understand why you don't, because you have to kind of pick your battles, but when it comes to the income tax, you know, I'd like to see you have more guests on, more experts that, you know, are familiar with this point and can speak to it and kind of inform people as to the illegal income tax and what we can do. I mean, if, you know, last week you asked if, you know, to call in and say what was the biggest problem that we saw, and I see the biggest problem being the Fed. Well, if we take away the Fed's ammunition, a lot of these other symptoms that the tumor of the Fed creates, takes care of themselves.
Now, you've got to understand that they only tax us to add value to their fiat Federal Reserve system, and I want to get rid of the Federal Reserve. We go directly at the head. I'm supporting Ron Paul's move to audit the gold in Fort Knox to expose how criminal these private banks are and that we know they've stolen it. The evidence is clear. But I've probably done hundreds of radio broadcasts. I made a film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. Joe Bannister, the IRS agent, is in it. We have Joe on a few times a year. I interviewed Aaron Russo about the IRS. It's in the documentary Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. And we open the phones up, and you're able to call in about it. But the problem is this is a very sophisticated issue. And the globalists are allowing a lot of neocons to bash the income tax because they're going to get rid of it. They're going to call it a Social Security tax. And they're going to say it's frozen at 10% and give you a VAT and probably sales tax on top of it. That'll be even more enforcement and local control over everything. And so there's a big move to get rid of the income tax right now because they're going to bring in a bunch of other stuff on top of it. And they're just going to change the name of it. People are like, why aren't you for the reform of Wall Street, Alex, that Obama's supporting? Well, it actually gave the top crooks on Wall Street more of a monopoly of power. So a lot of times what something is named is not what it actually is. I'm always for tax cuts. I'm for tax incentives. I'm for cutting the IRS. I'm for getting rid of the income tax. We didn't have it till 1913, 16th Amendment. It didn't become widespread till the early 1950s. I mean, I know all of that. And most Americans were exempt. And they take it out of people's checks so they don't really notice it. And it kills business. And it's all designed so the globalists can move things offshore. But I don't think it's fair to say a bone to pick. I mean, because you must not listen very often if you don't hear us talk about the IRS, but they're coming in with all these new fines and fees, and I'm so busy trying to beat the carbon tax, which is on everything, basically a global VAT. Like, that's what the World Bank called it last year. I'm so busy trying to fight the local carbon taxes doubling my energy prices in the next 3 years where I live that there's 50-something million people not filing now. A lot of Americans are already rebelling. The amount of taxes we pay doesn't go anywhere near the budget or the deficit or what they're spending. I'll just say I'm bad. I apologize. I guess I'm evil.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I appreciate you do everything you do on a daily basis. I just think it gives people a direct benefit to dissent, and it's going to directly help our economy by having that money back in consumers' pockets.
Yes, we built the nation without the income tax. If we want 10% growth rates again, we should get rid of it. Yes, 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 I agree with you. And we talk about it all the time. That's why I'm saying I don't know what show you're listening to. My only issue is there's all this patriot mythology about how you get out of paying them legally by doing all this stuff. And I'm telling you, they're criminals. Yes, it's an illegitimate tax. Yes, it wasn't ratified. Yes, I've had the fathers of exposing this on, Benson and Beckman, and we've gone over it, and we've covered it over and over and over and over again. The problem is there's all these patriot quacks that lie to people and say there's a way for you to not pay and have them not come after you, and I'm telling you that's not true. I appreciate your call, Darren. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Alex, I'm not sure if you've addressed this, although I listen to your show pretty much, and the Arizona SB 1070 bill that seems to be a moot issue now, but I think it's an overreaction to the staged crisis of the illegal alien invasion.
Oh, yeah, the feds have now filed another lawsuit, and they've sicked the United Nations officially on Arizona, another act of treason, but go ahead.
Yes, that is another aspect that could be brought up, but I wanted to clarify because it just shows that how Obama wants to give more of the authority to the UN, and Ziggy B just said that the UN isn't really that strong of a vehicle just a few months ago. Speaking of the CFR, saying that towards world government, the UN isn't as strong as other vehicles, but of course it's still one of the cards they have to play. But what I called about the SB 1070 concerns that were raised by an article by Campaign for Liberty coordinator in Arizona, Jeff Greenspan, article from last March entitled "Oppose the Revised SB 1070 on National ID Concerns." And I, like I said, I think it's an overreaction to the state's crisis, and the solution that is spelled out in the bill is that they want a biometric international ID. Of course, the biometrics would only work at keeping track of the citizens only. It also includes E-Verify for instant employment eligibility verification. It includes federal executives deciding which person gets a birth certificate, whether they're illegal or not. It's determined whether the parents have a national ID themselves.
Chris, I appreciate your call. Let's just talk turkey here. I appreciate the call. We had a national ID card under executive order in 1993. Okay? We've had one 17 years. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, I covered it. The state driver's license were standardized at that time. They've now told the slaves in the last 10 years about federal standardization with just further federalization and new systems on the cards. They already have a hemispheric North American travel ID that the illegals are given. Every bank, every insurance company, every apartment company, they all accept consular matriculas that you can literally get out of a Cracker Jack box. It's all a lie that Arizona was going to pull over anybody with a dark hair or a suntan. It said if you were pulled over after first contact for drunk driving, violence, whatever, that they would ask for your ID, and if you were an illegal alien, they'd take you to jail. But don't worry. Mexico's got thousands of deaths a month, masses of women and children having their heads cut off after being raped, Mecha La Raza all hanging out with the El Jefes, the big rich Hispanic groups laundering the money in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California. They love the mafia, the New World Order. The Mexican mafia loves the banks, knows criminal culture. It's a match made in heaven. America's going down. The states are all going bankrupt. Everything's over. And you're all going to have ID cards to buy and sell, and the illegals are still going to be above the law running around like God, because just like the CIA ships the drugs in and only arrest cartel people or kills them that don't pay the cut, the illegals are there to be part of the black market, which the CIA banks tax. So they belong to them, and they're there to vote to take your guns. They're there to vote for Raza and more division, and they're there to do what all the New World Order needs. And so the standard of living will fall, and we're going to be just like Mexico City within 10 to 15 years. And all the trendy Campaign for Liberty people that are, you know, kind of liberal or whatever you want to call it, they're going to get what they want to. Of course, Ron Paul has been supportive of the Arizona bill because he actually read it. But, hey, what's reality? You know, don't let reality get in the middle of things. Yeah, again, if you're Margaret Sanger and running Planned Parenthood, aborting 51% of babies, the liberals and black leaders call you a wonderful person helping black people. Because you hate black people and want to kill them and call them scum and filth and weeds and parasites. That's their favorite word. But if you actually want blacks to get off the welfare and get out of the government control, you want to point out how they're being controlled and being destroyed societally, along with everybody else, but that's the beta test group, then you're a racist. And if I see Fox News Corp funding Machete, which is a race war film, I don't know if he's changed it, but I've got the script. If he puts out tomorrow what's in that script, it's a race war film. And the Fox News owner is funding the imam running the mosque along with the Rockefeller Foundation on record. And they're funding Machete, and they're funding it all. And Jessica Alba can go on TV shows and make jokes about white people and be as racist as she wants. And it's cute and funny. And she's told, you do that. You do that. You run white people into the ground. But that's only the cover. So the Hispanics and the blacks and everybody else can be orderly, given their shots, given their abortions, all part of the liberal fun bandwagon, and so all the Mexican mafia can take the women and rape them and chop their heads off and have sex slaves and use them and keep the Mexican people down. It's like, oh, yeah, be with the El Jefe, you know. Look, this movie, according to the script, is basically like the film Inglourious Basterds. But in Inglourious Basterds, the Germans are all evil Nazis who deserve to die. Now, in this case, white people are the Nazis and deserve to die. And it's even produced by Quentin Tarantino, and they admit, Rodriguez says it's like Inglourious Basterds. So I'm a Nazi because I'm white.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
I mean, think about how outrageous this is. You've got 500 to 600 million people, or even more, in Latin America wanting to get in here. Most of Latin America is in abject poverty with warlords ruling them in crushing poverty. You've got narcotics pouring into the United States. The government openly is trafficking them, only going after cartels that don't launder their money to the big central banks. Mexico is the most dangerous collapsed nation on earth. It is now worse than North Korea. You're not going to hear a word out of Mecha or La Raza or any of those groups because they're all hooked up. I mean, hell, our former mayor, Gus Garcia, said he might retire in Mexico and doesn't really see himself as an American. And then I've got video of him at a city council meeting saying Hispanics are the master race, the God race, descended from aliens. By the way, you think I'm joking. He had an Aztec group up to agree with them, and then they had the other city council guy, a white guy, I forget his name. This was about three or four councils ago. This was like 10 years ago. He was a big environmental land grabber, going, yes, my wife is Hispanic. My child is of God. And they're up there going, yes, we are the supreme race. I mean, every group runs around saying they're the supreme race. The difference here is you've got the corporate media, Fox Television, Fox Movie Productions, putting this out, and I'm supposed to sit here with a trailer saying, we didn't cross the border crossed us, then hacking gringos up, and I get the script, and it's literally gringos are the devil and must die, and then the media won't report on this, or acts like I'm the bad guy. Meanwhile, the liberal eugenics groups are talking about how they want to domesticate Hispanics from Latin America so they can abort their children, and how they want to kill the subhuman blacks. And I'm like, I don't want to kill Hispanics. I don't want to kill black people. I want them to live. I want them to do well. I want to be friends with everybody. I believe in everybody doing good. And the liberal Hispanics are like, it is Aslan, and there's no such thing as a eugenics program. We like Margaret Sanger. And I'm just like, when does it end? And these liberal black groups. All right, I said I'd take your calls, and I got a bunch of news I want to get to. And it's just so frustrating. I mean, I've got the script for Machete. You can go watch Birth of a Nation, what, 1915? 1916, I forget the year. And in it, the Ku Klux Klan are the good guys. Because the black people are running around engaging in rapes and mass murder against whites. And so the Klan hunts them all down and kills them. Now, you read the script for Machete or watch the trailer. White people are killing Hispanics and crucifying Catholic priests and murdering little Hispanic children. And Machete and his army of Latinos kill them. It is the exact same thing as Birth of a Nation. Meanwhile, this Birth of a Nation by minorities, the exact same stuff the Ku Klux Klan put out, very famous movie. The Klan went from a few thousand members to millions after that movie came out. I mean, you know, they're saying, Alex, you shouldn't be concerned about race war. You shouldn't be concerned about violence from this. Well, we just had beat up Cracker Night, beat up Whitey Night up in Iowa, and that's now been confirmed. I'm going to cover that when we come back and go to your calls. So we've got that going on because those black kids, 40 to 50, think whites are inherently evil because Chris Matthews tells them so every night. And Chris Matthews only does that to create racial identity so that blacks will fight with whites and vice versa. So Chris Matthews and the Rockefeller Foundation, this is on record, can sit up there and steer and control you. That's why it's race every night on those shows, to the point of black kids go to the fair and say, we're going to beat up white people. And feel good about it, because when you're beating up a white person or killing a white person, they're a devil and they deserve it. Well, what do you think the Klan thinks when it drags some black man to death down the highway? They think they're getting rid of somebody who's evil. They're self-righteous. You think the Klan is like, we're good, we're going to go out and be friends with the black people? No. They say, we're good because we think black people are evil and we're going to go out and get them. And what do you think Mecha and La Raza? I mean, whenever Jessica Alba gets up on these TV shows and talks trash about white people, even though she's Spanish on the Mexican side, and which is European, and her dad's white. Or it's all insane. They're idiots. They're idiots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let me break this down very simply, okay? I want to be as concise as possible. The globalists use racial and tribal politics to control populations. And if a group is a majority or tends to be wealthy and powerful, they will paint them as the bad guys as a pretext to get them to be guilty to give in to the corruption. It's like, you're killing the earth. Pay Al Gore trillions in carbon tax. Well, wait a minute. Goldman Sachs with Enron wrote this plan and has nothing to do with the environment. Shut up. Shut up, Earth killer, polar bear murderer. Hey, I don't want your government-run health care. By the way, this is a scam written by insurance companies. Shut up, racist. What does that have to do with race? Shut up, racist. I see you deny your racism. Hey, our country's collapsing, and the anchor babies are bankrupt in the States, and the illegal aliens are pouring across, and Mexico's imploding with crime. And shut up, racist. Shut up. Shut up. You know, the feds are financing illegal checkpoints, warrantless searches, body scanners, total federalization. But then they're raiding Sheriff Arpaio, saying that if they pulled somebody over for drunk driving and they were illegal, he was taking drunk driving illegals to jail. And it's like the news is like, in a hardcore police state move, Arpaio. And they're like, look at that Arpaio. One time he was at a rally with 10,000 people, and there was one guy in the background who might be a white supremacist. It's total proof. And Alex Jones is too, and so is Ron Paul. And I'm like, they're aborting half the black people. I'm against that. Shut up, racist. You're against killing black people. You're a racist. You're a racist. No, see, I'm sick of being called a racist. I was brought up bleeding heart, guilty liberal, I'm bad, white people are evil. You know, that was the culture and the media. And my parents weren't totally like that, but they were like, you know, totally anti-racist. And along with that comes all of the tour. You know, I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm so evil. No, I've done nothing to anybody. And a bunch of criminal banks are bringing this country down, and they got that racist Jessica Alba. I've seen her say so much racist stuff, running around, shooting her mouth off. And I'm supposed to say, thank you, wise Latina. Take my guns and all my property. I'm a racist gringo, and I'm going to lick your boots and tell you I'm sorry I'm such scum. Thank you for the movie where gringos are all the devil and are hacked up with machetes. I worship you, my queen. No. It's not happening. I'm done. And now I am really doing research and discovering that it's all of the rich white people, black people, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, but predominantly Hispanics on the Southwest who are running the coyotes, running the drugs, working with the CIA, running all this corruption, and they are helping take the Hispanic children into dungeons and blow their heads off after they're raped if they didn't pay $2,000 or $4,000 to the coyotes from Latin America. I mean, Mexico just slaughters immigrants, and that's loving. La Raza and Mecha are like, yay! You know, they never say a word about all that. And that's what Robert Rodriguez is doing. He's exporting Mexophobia against the Republic, against the United States, teamed up with the globalists to all of Latin America. And that's why Hispanic folks all over Central and South America and Puerto Rico are sending me photos of the local movie theater posters saying, get with machete, with a bloody machete. It's being sold to try to take Mexican phobia of the United States. I'm not talking about Mexicans themselves, but, you know, Mexophobia that goes on in Mexico, of the United States to all of Latin America. And Rodriguez thinks, I'm just going to sit here and be a good little gringo and lick his boots and say, I'm sorry, I'm a racist white puto. Well, will you please kick me in the teeth, and I'm just going to roll over and grovel to you. It ain't happening. I'm done. And I'm going to say it. I've read the script, and Rodriguez reportedly wrote it. He's a racist, okay? He's a racist. He wants to make a movie about white racists that are murdering Hispanics when there's no such thing going on in reality with the Minutemen. I mean, that is something the Ku Klux Klan would write for white people. I'm done. You're just like David Duke, Rodriguez, and so is Alba and all of it. And I'm not going to mince words anymore. I'm done. I'm done. Now I'm going off into a rant because this entire country is going into hell in a handbasket, and the big foundations and Fox News and the Fox News owner are funding the imam with the mosque. They're funding machete. They want us all at each other's throats. Here is the clip of the newscast with the beat Whitey Night, and it's been confirmed that it's so politically correct, I guess those white teenagers, they should go to jail because they're racist. They should have taken clubs and beaten themselves in the head and said, thank you, black man, I am a white devil. And I'm bad. I should go to prison because I'm white. Again, that's the message. You're white, you're a Nazi. And this is going to be used to pass the carbon taxes, the health care, already has been, unless white people stop being guilty. Okay? I'm done. And I'm telling you, Mexico's collapsed. The Southwest is collapsing. If we move the free market to the North Pole, you'd have the illegal aliens trying to bust down the door to the North Pole. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Well, Rachel, two officers were injured and five people were arrested last night, marking the third time since Eastsider night that a large group of young black people were involved in assaults in or around the fairgrounds.
So why false?
We have reports that these juveniles were attempting to assault white citizens.
Well, the whites deserve it.
You know, that's all under investigation at this time. Whether this has racial overtones or not, we are looking into that.
It's a fear of the police. Can you imagine if 45, 50 white people were running around beat black people night, beating black people up? I mean, it would be the end of the world. But when it's admitted with blacks doing it, it's like we're still looking into it. Because, see, she's a racist white cop if she says it's wrong. See, this is all just about guilt. It has nothing to do with Hispanics and blacks. It's about getting us all to fight with each other. I think I've said that enough. Let's go back to the clip.
According to one of the police reports from Sunday's assaults, there was a large fight along East 30th Street with, quote, black male and female juveniles assaulting white citizens. As Des Moines police stepped in to try and break up the 40-person crowd, officers were met with...
What does the Ford Foundation fund? They funded all the black liberation groups who teach them. Those weren't white people they were attacking. Those were white devils. Those were vampires out at night. They had to do this. I can't believe how racist the state fair whites are. I can't believe the media is so racist to criticize these wonderful black youth attacking vampires. Let's go back to it.
With heavy resistance.
We continue to try to move them along and disperse. And
they were fighting vampires, lady. What are you?
Crowd. At that point, two officers were hit in the head from behind while trying to make arrests, forcing one of them to use a stun gun to get control of the situation. Chemical sprays were also used on the crowd to get things under control.
There were several groups of juveniles together. What I was told from some officers that it was like a swarm of bees.
This was the third time large groups of young black people were seen assaulting people in and around the fair, the first being at the end of the fair's East Sider
night.
There's
video of it.
The second was on Friday. Police say that on Friday, a white man was severely assaulted by a group of black males and females.
He deserves it.
Eventually fracturing his skull, an attack that police think may have been race-related.
In the police report, it states that a group of black males and females were out at the fair yelling out that it's Beat Whitey night.
And with yet another incident happening on Sunday under similar circumstances on the last day of the fair, it's hard for police not to think that all of these incidents are related.
These assaults which occurred from last Friday night to last night, we do believe they are related somehow.
Oh, look, she felt so guilty. She's a good whitey. She hates herself. How dare those white people not liking having their heads split open? Racist, 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 racist. I mean, this is incredible how racist those whites are. They should be jailed, because when those clubs cracked their skull, that was an assault on the black man. Now, let's show a good man who understands the white devil. Let's show another government-funded stooge, I'm sorry, genius, who understands that even white babies have to be killed. These are white vampires. Do you let vampire babies live? Here it is.
All of them. Every last iota of a cracker, I hate it. We didn't come out here to play today. There's too much serious business going on in the black community to be out here sliding through South Street with white, dirty, cracker whore on our arm, and we call ourselves black men with African garb on. What the hell is wrong with you, black man? You had a doom day with a white girl on your damn arm. You want freedom? You're going to have to kill some crackers. You're going to have to kill some of their babies.
Well, there you have it. But again, because I played this, I'm a devil. But listen, the way you fix it is you give all your money to Rockefeller and all the carbon taxes, and you open the borders up, and you commend Mexico for slaughtering all the Latin Americans that come in, because that's not racist or evil or bad to humans, because it's Hispanics killing Hispanics. Of course, I'm being sarcastic before the media says that I'm actually condoning it. No, it's a nightmare. And the world is full of despotism and savagery, and the republic is now falling, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening. And tribalism, whether it's white racism, black racism, Hispanic racism, it's tribalism. It's all on the rise. And the globalists have stirred all of this up so that we will be at each other's throats. It's senseless. Can you imagine if a white person, a white director, made a movie where Hispanics go out and commit crimes of murder against whites, and then whites get together and kill Hispanics? That's a race war movie. But see, people are so guilty of their white and then so filled with the fact that whites are the devil that Robert Rodriguez, even though the gringos are the biggest fans of his movies, he can make a movie how they're the devil. And it's good. It's like, oh, thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. And the black folks can go out and start beating up whitey, and it's all cute and funny, and the media won't even call it a racial attack because, hey, they're whites. They deserve it. Now, don't you see what's happening? They're getting whites angry and tribal, and they're going to use whites to command and run the police state that is going to crack down on whites, blacks, Hispanics, and Asians. This is the globalists are geniuses, folks. And I hope you understand that. And we better see this for what it is. And remember that you haven't heard a word out of Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity about Machete. They did it first until it came out that Fox owned it. And then they took the story off their website. They don't want you to know that Fox is funding through their owner, the imam in the mosque, that they're funding Mecha and La Raza. Oh, Fox gives money. They don't want you to know that they're funding the movie. Because then, see, they can pose and keep Whitey safe with Whitey Fox News. This is divide and conquer, ladies and gentlemen. And this is, you're not going to get this on Republican shows. You're not going to get this on Democratic shows. You're going to get this here, the Truth Channel. The Truth Channel. Okay, I'm going to go to Lex, Tyler, Jason, Paul, and David. An earlier caller got me off on a rampage there. But I briefly wanted to go to Ted Anderson, because gold is way up again today, and I wanted to encourage listeners to not procrastinate. I wanted to encourage listeners to not sit on the fence. It's a very simple equation. In the last month, when gold was down by now 80-something dollars, Ted bought a bunch of gold and silver. Now it's run up 80-something bucks. Bloomberg says it's set to go to 1,500 by Christmas. I don't know if that's true. All I know is it's a lot better investment and has intrinsic value than dollars and stocks and bonds and derivatives that Goldman Sachs defecates out on our country. And I'm sorry for that term, but that's what they're doing. And all their carbon taxes. And Ted's got a great deal for you. And the paltry, even when the market was down, I think it was like a 2% markup or something on these. There's tiny margins in gold and silver, so you can't get a better deal on this. Kind of like how you can get five of my films for $9.95. You know how much money I'm losing on that? Shrink-wrapped hardcover original DVDs, Aaron Russo, Weed Won the West, Road to Tyranny, Fabled Enemies, $9.95, Infowars.com. And yeah, we sit here and try to make money on this show to fund everything we're doing. We're not funded by Fox News or the Ford Foundation or Rockefeller. We're funded by you supporting our sponsors, and I love you, and I want to thank you. But regardless, this is also a win-win-win-win-win. These are great deals. And, Ted, I haven't asked you, can you still hold that deal, or did it already end and the gold go up?
No, yeah, the gold went up, but that didn't. I'm not increasing the prices quite yet. Gold is up again today. We've seen a high today so far at $1,254.50. Currently, gold is up $7.20. Current spot is $1,252.60. Alex, that franc coin at $270, when you take off the $159 year subscription for the International Forecaster, that leaves $111 for a franc. If you multiply that by five, that's $555 for an ounce of gold. You know, there isn't a single dealer out there in the United States, anywhere bar none, I don't care where you go, across the entire globe even, that's offering gold for $555 an ounce like Midas is right now. And I got to tell people, they need to move into the gold market. You're sitting there in the stocks, bonds, you name it, annuities, bank certificates. I mean, there just really isn't a better safe haven than gold. And now's the time to be moving in. We also have the British sovereigns, and they're currently at $340. We have the Walking Liberties at $975, another great buy. Just the whole thing. I mean, we're waiting for the unemployment figures to come out. They're forecasting that the unemployment's going up again, which means more fiat money when the government tries to bail out the next problem. I mean, the bank closure list, the bank problem list jumped to 829 now. That's never been seen before. You know, when the FDIC has to turn to the U.S. Treasury for more money because they're $15.2 billion behind in order to cover all that bad debt that's going to be coming to them on these bank closures, they're going to go to the Federal Reserve System and the printing press is going to be turned on full speed. And that's when you're going to see a disaster in your stock portfolios. Your money at the bank is going to, you know, fade away. You'll still have the same amount of money. You just won't be able to buy as much with it. That's why it's so important to own gold and silver both. You know, you just simply cannot replace the fact that gold and silver has been money for over 6,000 years, and the U.S. dollar was associated to money up through 1971, and since its disassociation, gold has gone up through the moon, and the dollar has done nothing but fall. And what do you think is going to happen when we have more financial problems? Barack Obama is going to stand up. He's going to start talking about the next bailout plan that he has. Or, you know, Congress doing the same. I mean, Washington has no clue. And unfortunately, it's us. We, the people of the United States, are getting, you know, we're the ones that are losing in this whole process. And that's why I think it's so important that people get involved right now. That CBO document, I feel like I'm shouting from the hills, but nobody's listening. The Congressional Budgeting Office said we're having problems are coming up. You can call for that document. We'll send
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Folks, get gold and silver now. These Frank deals that he's got, these sovereign deals, Buffaloes. I mean, most people are out of gold. Ted's got it at a lower price. 800-686-2237. Don't miss this opportunity. By the way, Drudge is top link to us again.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
way, the Drudge Report has linked to our story. Rodriguez plans at least two Machete sequels. And it breaks down the whole situation. And it has the video that I cut to show that we are getting some deception out of the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan filmmakers' camp. I mean, why not just come right out and say it? I mean, I'm supposed to sit here and grovel and go, was it a racial attack at the fair? Well, is it a race war movie that makes gringos look bad? He just thinks it's okay for him to act like this, and I'm supposed to sit here and grovel to him. I'm not doing it. I'm done. Okay, now I'm ranting on this subject, and there's so much other news, and we're almost out of time. Couple days next week, Paul Watson's going to be sitting in. I'll just give you a heads up now. I'm going to be on the road with Jesse Ventura, working with him. I'm just going to leave it at that. On the road again. La, 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 la. You know, I said I'd take your phone calls, and maybe I am just inherently evil because I'm white. Maybe I am bad. I don't know why everybody wants to come to this country then. But I don't know. How can the Hispanic racist put down white people when they are European? I guess they're evil too. But I guess we all are tribal and evil in a way. I think at the end of the day, that's really the issue. And I guess I was brought up to be a bleeding heart. I'm an evil whitey. And so I guess you choose. Maybe I should fly to Iowa and go to the state fair and ask the black folks to beat me to death, and then maybe I'd be good. Like as they were beating me with clubs, I'd say, yes, kill me, I'm an evil whitey. I deserve it, I'm bad. Maybe I am wrong. Maybe it's true. Maybe I am evil. Maybe Robert Rodriguez is right. Maybe it's good that he makes a movie about gringos being hacked up with machetes. Maybe that black guy we played saying, kill white babies. Maybe white babies are evil. Maybe all babies are evil, like this nutcase said. No, I'm going to stop being sarcastic. You know what? We could go into overdrive, couldn't we? Oh, man. Lex in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. If at the end of 2010 I have the most hours on hold on the Alex Jones Show, I want a T-shirt or something.
Okay.
Hey, I got three questions for you. The first one's yes or no. I run a channel on Justin TV. Is it okay if I broadcast your show?
Yeah, the problem is if I give complicit authorization, then people will claim that they own my show. Like we had people start a little internet radio thing, and then they said, can we carry your show? And I said, sure. Then they sold advertising, said they were me, took my sponsors, and when I said, please don't do that, they went, you're evil, you're horrible, I own your house, I own your blood, you're bad. You know, and had them calling up people that work for me, calling their wives, saying, put them in jail, this is how we'll get them. So I don't really like to give implicit stuff. But yeah, stream some of it, do whatever you want. I mean, I just want to get the show out. It's just my show. And so as long as people don't get out of control with something, I won't. I mean, I've just learned a lot. It's my only point.
Okay, great. I go by Lex Truther on Justin TV. If anybody wants to check it out, we chat real time, post all the links you're talking about. It's fun.
And you expose me as a reptoid.
Oh, man, wait, you should see what the Mike Rivero guys say when they come in, but we'll talk about that another time.
Hey, Mike's a great guy. We appreciate him and all the great things he's done for us. He's a wonderful person. Of course, it's funny. Look, I'm out of time. In fact, but I'm not going to let it in like that. I'm not going to let it in like that. We're going in through and beyond. Tyler, Jason, Paul, David, we're going into hour number four. Blitz of news and your calls straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.